Thank you for joining us for this extended audio edition of the God Bless America magazine. I'm Gordon Dixon, and we are talking about the October 2024 edition of God Bless America magazine. With me is Brother Byron Fox, and he is going to introduce our special guest for today.
Thank you, Brother Dixon. Yes, we do have a special guest. His name is Tim Cruz, and he's the pastor of Shining Light Baptist Church in Monroe, North Carolina, and has been there a long time. And I've been with him to preach for him and to work alongside of him many times at his church with church camp, revival services, conferences of every sort. But Brother Tim, you and I have a history earlier than you being the pastor. You and I went to Bible college together over 40 years ago. We're in the same dorms. Astounding to have a lifelong friend like you, Brother Tim, and I thank God for you.
And I thank God for you and your family, your faithfulness and friendship through the years. God has been good to us, and I can still see you in my mind's eye back on the campus walking, smiling back then and laughing the way you do now. And so we've had a wonderful, wonderful journey, and God's been faithful, and I appreciate that.
Yes, very, very good memories. Well, we got this edition of the God Bless America magazine. It was something I had not considered doing until just actually a few weeks ago, and God put the burden on my heart. And I am certain that this is God's will to produce this magazine. It has three calls to action: pray, witness, and vote. Those are three things all American Christian folk need to do. We never tell people how to vote, by the way. We never endorse any candidates. We tell folk they must vote, as there's a privilege. There's also a responsibility for a Christian to steward all of their influence. But you have an ad. I want to talk about this ad, Brother Tim, that you put an ad in this magazine. And what is this ad about?
Well, you know, years ago, I've been pastoring Shining Light Baptist Church since 1990. And through the years, God has developed a ministry at a Christian school and preschool and then a children's home, the Shepherd's Place. And I was praying one day, and God put it in my heart, especially coming from my past, a broken home, and so many different things that God helped me with to rise above as a young man when he saved me and called me. In prayer one day, God put it in my heart to develop a ministry that I would call a spiritual hospital. It's like help hurting people where they are, primarily give them the gospel, but come alongside of them and try to nurture them, encourage them, see God bring healing to their lives, perhaps not just personally, but to their marriage and also to their family and other dynamics and relationships in their lives. And then God opened the door for us to actually do everything within our power to try to help people with what we call Engedi Ridge. And this is a mountaintop property that God entrusted to us and the Lord put in our path to develop as a leadership, training, and counseling center. And we're so excited. We worked so hard to try to pray for preachers to be called and then send them off to Bible college and give them opportunity. And what are we doing to keep them in the ministry? When they hit a tough spot, they come up against a time of great weariness and trial. What is in place to help them come apart for a time, get their bearings before the Lord, and then start afresh, anew with what God has given them to do? And so that's why I wanted to use this opportunity with the God Bless America magazine that I know is going to go far and wide, and God has raised it up and God has blessed it and will bless it, to let people know that God has put something in our path that we want to be used of Him to try to serve others, try to help others, and be a blessing to them. And the name comes from when I was in Israel sometime back, walking there in Engedi and just grappling with some things in prayer. And it's like the Lord reminded me, everything you've been looking for all of these years, you've had all along in me. I am your absolute full sufficiency. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, God, that's who you are. and I want to see myself in Christ more clearly. And then I want to tap into these resources that I already have in you, and I want to share them with others. And so this property is a former church property of the Cherry Grove Baptist Church in Moravian Falls, North Carolina, and it's literally on top of a mountain. Beautiful, beautiful property. And so we got up there, and it's like right away the Lord gave me the name, Engedi Ridge. And so it's a place of refuge and refreshment. And we're just simply trying to get the word out about us taking this on by faith and developing it through the Shepherd's Place, our children's home ministry. And then also we're developing a youth camp. And now this counseling center and retreat center, especially for the servants of the Lord.
Well, you know, I was preaching a few years back at Cherry Grove Baptist Church. I was driving up that road, and my little GPS said to me, "You have arrived." Well, brother, I had not arrived. There was nothing but trees around me. I continued to drive, and finally, when I got to the very top of that mountain, there was that wonderful congregation, that wonderful building, and we had just great services there. And so all of our listeners, I want you to understand that the ministry sometimes has a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. Brother Tim, one of my dear preacher friends got under such enormous stress from the ministry, he began having panic attacks. You know, we're weak. God's strong, but we are weak. Now, the church took great care of their pastor. They sequestered him away to another state. They let him rest. They let him begin to eat properly again, get some exercise, get back to reading his Bible and praying on regular routines. And he recovered. God helped him to recover, and he's back preaching better than ever. Amen. So there is a time to come apart before you literally come apart. Is that true?
That's true. And when you think about it, America, where we are in just such a great need spiritually, a nation at its worst needs a church at its best. Mm. And for a church to be at its best, the pastor has to be healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, family-wise, and every other realm. And so how are we going to help the men of God, the servants of the Lord, get to that place? Sometimes they think, well, I just need to get out of the ministry. And oftentimes it's not that they need to change the race that God has called them to run, but they need to change their pace. And it's like, I need to get my bearings here. I need to make some changes, some adjustments. Some of it is even the natural aging process, to where your body is saying, I can't keep this pace anymore. You're going to have to make some changes. And so we've got to be able to have some places for the servants of the Lord so that they can come apart for a time, and they can allow God to minister grace and healing to their heart so that they can be deepened and developed in their faith, and better equipped to help people who are going through similar trials in the context of their own ministry. And so I am just so encouraged and challenged by this, and looking forward to seeing what God will do to help develop it forward. I remember going through a trial years ago, and I was just grappling through that and just wrangling with things. And I talked to an older pastor, and I'll never forget him saying these words to me. He said, "Well, listen, if you'll get along with God and spend some time with the Lord and get the victory in this matter in your life, when you get the victory, the whole church will get the victory." And I thought, wow, what a great challenge that is. And God helped me, and God worked in my life. But in doing that, God oftentimes, that's the way he does it. He wants his servants to live certain things so that they can give certain things. And now this door was opened unto us. It's like the Lord laid this property in our lap. It's a former church campus with the chapel there, Sunday school wing that we've got a site planner and architect working on converting into more like hotel rooms, very nice setup there, a fellowship hall, cafeteria area, and then other buildings on the campus. It's just an amazing opportunity, and it's of the Lord, no doubt, and we're beginning now to start developing this thing forward and get the facilities to the level where we can start having people in and hosting more meetings along this line to encourage the servants of the Lord.
Well, Brother Tim, we're so grateful for your ministry This is Pastor Tim Cruz that's in the interview today, a special guest. And this is just astounding how God has led you. I know Brother Dixon has a question to pose, but I'll just say this. All of our preachers and all of our listeners, I don't want you to burn out for the Lord. I want you to burn on for the Lord. And so sometimes that does mean you've got to rest. God designed our bodies. We need rest. Rest is not a sin. Laziness is a sin, but praise God, rest is okay, and it rejuvenates us. And we thank the Lord, Pastor Cruz, for what you're doing. Brother Gordon?
Brother Cruz, when you were talking about En-Gedi, I remember standing there on several occasions and seeing those caves. And when David makes the comment in the Psalms, "My soul is among lions," he was talking about the human being sometimes who can really be very devastating. So I just want you to know how much I appreciate your thinking specifically about that. And also, from what you said a few moments ago about really getting the victory yourself, 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4 talks about, "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort others with the comfort with we have been comforted ourselves." So thank you for your ministry that way. I know there will be a number of pastors who will be listening to this, and they're asking themselves the question probably, "Hey, brother, how could we help you in this endeavor?" Tell them about that. How could they be a blessing to you and help you as you go forward with this project?
Well, there's some different opportunities that are available. And right now, we're beginning to encourage churches to take us on for monthly support. We want to offer this service to these pastors without charge, putting them up, providing meals, and then counseling from the Word of God and helping them during their time of need. And so monthly support, but then also helping us with the upfitting cost. Our architect, I met with him last week, and we were talking about some things. He said, "As soon as I get the plans finalized and we get everything approved here, then I'll generate a materials list and we can start going to work on it." So we've built all of our buildings at Shining Light through the years, and our men are going to help. Other churches have said they would send some men. So for the cost of the materials and things like that, we'll be putting that information out, and folks could just pray about helping in that regard, maybe even sending a work crew. Amen. And they could find some information, contact information at engediridge.com, and they could see just right now we're developing our website. They could just see the cover page there, and then there's some contact information, and they could be able to reach out to us, and we'd do everything we could to communicate with them. The opportunity's there, but we're looking forward to seeing how God will put it in people's hearts and give us favor in these days, because this is of the Lord, this is for the Lord, and it's for His servants. And another pastor told me one day, he said, "If you encourage a pastor, you encourage the whole church." Right. You cannot estimate how many lives you will touch just by encouraging the man of God, the servant of the Lord. And so, but you can look at our website there, engediridge.com, and also our church website, shininglightmonroe.com. And we are developing this through our Shepherd's Place ministry, and that's helpushelpchildren.com. And so pray for us as God puts all this together, and any way that we can help you, and any way we can connect with you and communicate these opportunities, we're more than glad to do so.
Pastor Tim Cruz has been our special guest today, and I have known him for over 40 years. And the man that you've just listened to, he was this intense and this sincere 40 years ago when we were in Bible college. And all lifelong, as I've observed him and as he and I have served alongside of each other, I have just noticed his faithfulness to God and God faithful to him. God has given him so much to do, a wonderful wife and wonderful children, and now grandchildren. Each of us are having grandchildren now, Brother Tim. That's astounding. Amen. How God has led all through this. But let's give you a opportunity to give a closing comment to our listeners.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity to represent what God has put in my heart and the heart of our church family. And then I believe that the main thing here as we consider this is to be reminded that this ultimately comes from the heart of God. This is God's heart being expressed through His people through his servants to reach out and minister grace to fellow servants, to encourage them and to say, hey, God is with you. We're going to get through this. God will make a way, and God's going to teach you some things that maybe you were not even considering or would have learned otherwise. And embrace this in faith, lean into what God has allowed, and then trust God to give you grace that is more than enough to help navigate these times and to come out safely on the other side. And so I would ask folks to pray for us, again, to look us up online in gettyridge.com, shininglightmonroe.com, and pray that God will just continue to raise up those who would help us in this and meet this need. The foundations and fundamentals of the campus and facility, they're already in place. And all we need to do is just upfit it now and get this up and running and be able to start helping people as soon as possible. Thank you again for this opportunity.
Amen. Well, Brother Fox and Brother Cruz, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Amen. Oh, thank you. God bless.
And if you'd like to get more information about this, please go to godandcountry.me. The October 2024 edition includes this ad for In Gedi Ridge, and we hope that you'll take a look at that and carefully think through how you could be used of the Lord to help. Thanks for listening.